Is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. 5 million confirmed coronavirus infections in India. The nation passed that marker on Wednesday as the virus continues to rage and test the healthcare system. India has added more than 1 million cases this month alone. The world's second most populous country is expected to surpass the United States and become the pandemic's worst hit country within weeks. India's health ministry reported more than 90,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. Yoshihide Suga has been elected Japan's next prime minister. Japan's parliament elected Suga as prime minister, replacing the long-serving leader Shinzo Abe with his right-hand man. Abe abruptly resigned last month after 8 years in office, citing the recurrence of ulcerative colitis, which has plagued him for much of his life. Suga served in Abe's government as chief cabinet secretary and has been a key ally of Abe. Suga inherits a country whose economy is reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic, which forced the postponement of the highly anticipated Tokyo Olympic Games until 2021. Hurricane Sally has made landfall in the U.S. on the state of Alabama's coast. The Category 2 storm, which hit the Gulf Shores area, is bringing torrential rain over a coastal surge that could cause dangerous flooding. The slow-moving hurricane finally moved ashore with winds of 165 kilometers per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. A newly strengthened Hurricane Sally pummeled the Florida Panhandle in South Alabama with sideways rain. Beach-covering storm surges, strong winds, and power outages early Wednesday, moving toward shore at an agonizingly slow pace that promised a drawn-out drenching and possible record floods. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump denies he ever downplayed the threat of the coronavirus during a television town hall Tuesday night. The denial comes despite there being an audio recording of him stating that he did downplay it. Speaking at a town hall hosted by ABC News in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, President Trump defended his handling of the COVID-19 crisis and said a vaccine could be ready for distribution by the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd. He said a vaccine against the deadly coronavirus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about the accelerated timeline. The president also repeated a claim he made early on in the pandemic that the virus would disappear on its own and denied understating the threat of the disease when asked by an audience member why he would, quote, downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities. The World Trade Organization has ruled the Trump administration's tariffs on Chinese goods to be illegal. It's the first time the Geneva-based trade body has ruled against a series of tariffs the administration has imposed on a number of countries. The ruling could allow China to impose retaliatory tariffs. The U.S. tariffs target two batches of Chinese products. Duties of 10% were imposed on $200 billion worth of goods in September 2018 and were jacked up to 25% 8 months later. An additional 25% duties were imposed in June 2018 against Chinese goods worth about $34 billion in annual trade. The European Commission head said Wednesday the chances of a trade deal with Britain is fading with every day that passes. This as the British government pushes ahead with moves that would breach their divorce treaty. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government unveiled draft legislation last week that it acknowledges would violate its international legal obligations. It would also undercut parts of the divorce deal it signed before Britain formally left the European Union in January. Brussels wants Prime Minister Boris Johnson to scrap the legislation, saying it could sink talks on future trade arrangements before Britain leaves the EU's single market. Johnson has refused. In a speech to the European Parliament, Ursula von der Leyen said the divorce agreement cannot be unilaterally changed, disregarded, or applied. The Israeli military struck Hamas militant sites in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday. The military strike was in response to rockets fired toward Israel the previous night. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. VOA 1.